Did you know that if you go to ko-fi.com/porkfrieddice and subscribe, Will won't send goons to your hometown to break your kneecaps?
Pork Fried Dice, now with fun bonus materials for your eyes and ears.
And you can keep your eyes and ears if you support us.
Thank you!
You're listening to the show about Patrick Warburton as Owly Barry. It's Pork Fried Dice!
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
All right, so you go into your room, and it is empty. There's a weird smell.
I still have
it. It's empty.
I have my coat
There's a weird smell.
I have my coat over my head still, and I'm looking around like, what the fuck? I'm in the closet. Like, that's where I thought we put our stuff.
There's no closet. There's a set of drawers.
Drawers. Okay, yeah, like I'm looking through the drawers.
You find some fish.
What the fuck? Who has no idea what that means? It's like, where is all my shit? What is happening?
It's a little threatening to find dead fish in your drawers, too.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God.
Did you close the door behind you?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I think he just sits down on the bed, hovers over the bed almost, like, can't even sit. He's so tense. He's like, shit, I don't know where my shit is. I don't know where anything is.
The porthole also is closed, covered.
Oh, my God, fuck. All right, he just sits there and tries to collect his thoughts for a minute.
And there's a knocking on the door. Hello?
Hello? He says right back.
Yes, hello?
What do you want?
What's going on? Who are you?
I am a passenger on the ship just like you.
Leave me alone.
What do you mean you haven't seen me? Just you haven't seen me in this outfit. It's Valencio Beigeman. I'm looking around trying to like find anything that I could cover. There must be a blanket on the bed, right? I put the blanket on. I put the blanket on my head. And then I put the blanket on like it's like a big, like over my head. I hold it under my chin like this. And I stand back from the door. And I open it like so they can't see the color of my eyes because I don't actually know what the color of Valencio's Beigeman's. They're beige, exactly. Yeah. They're not the shade of brown that Will's are, that's for sure. So he's just like, "What do you want? I'm in mourning. Leave me alone."
Why are all the windows closed? What was that noise?
I don't know what's happening, but there's a creature loose on the ship. You might want to get into your rooms.
Oh, is that? Oh my.
Yeah.
Sue, come on. Yes, close the door. Be safe.
Yeah, thanks, Gnar.
Do you need anything?
Close the door in his face.
Are Gnar and Sue fucking?
Maybe. Adam just wants everyone to fuck. Is everyone fucking on his boat? I hope so. SS Ababoni.
Yes.
Have a bony.
SS Have a bony. So stupid. I love it.
All right,
I'm writing it down. SS Have a Bony.
All right, meanwhile the owl bear, you guys, is starting to slowly advance on you. Roscoe, Rafina, and the NPCs.
I tried praying. I don't know what's happening. Rafina, isn't this your friend?
Flaps her arms harder.
It flaps its wings once and you feel the gust of wind as it does so.
Do I get the sense, should I roll for if it's menacing the way it flaps its
wings?
Give
me a nature check.
I will.
We are playing D&D after all.
I almost forgot. Nature check. Nature check. I'm going to roll a nature check. Oops, was that the right one? That was the right one.
I mean, you don't know. It could be lots of things. It could be like a mating ritual thing. It might want to... Hey, maybe it wants to fuck Sue or Gnar. You never know, but they're not there.
I got a 3, guys.
It could be wanting to rip your heads off. Maybe it still is trying to talk to you. You guys had a thing for a second there. Like
Rafina turns to the wall and mimics pecking at it.
Okay. Do I need to roll for damage or
mimics?
Oh, okay.
Her nose isn't that big.
Chunk, chunk. Oh, is that something she's sensitive about?
Abby's sensitive about Rafina's nose size.
After seeing all these drawings.
Woo! I didn't make it that bad.
It's still coming. Guys, should we go this way, maybe?
Well, sure, let's try. Let's go that way. Come on, everybody.
Roscoe tries to think back to his experience, his history with, like, his knowledge of owlbears.
Uh-huh.
And tries to remember whether or not it's good to run away from an owlbear. Or if you're supposed to stand your ground.
Or lie on the ground. Like Kick is doing somewhere else.
Give me either a nature or a history check.
Yeah, I'll do a nature check.
A 12. You think that, I mean, standing your ground doesn't necessarily deter them. Running away might incite them to chase after you, but this one already seems to be interested in you, so you feel like you probably want to get some distance between you and it.
Thinking about it. Thinking about it.
And just Roscoe's left.
I feel like running away is a bad idea because then it becomes a chase.
Right.
We're not running. We're just moseying.
Sauntering.
Rafina sachets the bottom of her dress to make it look like it's just a casual... We're headed down the hallway, sort of
I
social
love this
movement.
Gesture.
It scrapes its talon on the ground.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Oh, owl bear.
And it's looking straight at me.
Just all of you.
Rafina is trying to appeal to him. I know you can't understand me because there's no magic. She gestures over her head right now. And then she mimics hugging him. To remind him that they had a nice hug.
Okay.
Hug.
Give me another nature check.
No, I don't like those.
Okay. You can't do worse than a 3. I mean, you can.
Yes, I can. Don't dare me.
A 9. Okay.
It's a little better.
So you're hugging, and it raises its wings up, takes another step forward, and then you hear from the hallway beyond, "What in the hell?" And the owlbear turns. And that voice was the captain's. You don't see him yet, but he clearly has spotted the owlbear. And the owlbear turns and moves out of sight.
Oh, weird.
Towards the voice.
Oh. Uh-oh. Okay. All right. We'll just let him get killed, and we have the ship.
Hoot!
Is this really what's happening?
That you start to hear those noises, yeah.
Oh shoot!
Oh, crap! I'm not there. Do
Come
I?
Come on, guys! Let's run!
Oh god,
that seems like the natural thing to do right now. Okay.
Ross, where are we running?
Towards the lounge, like at the courtroom.
Roscoe is gonna quick peek into the room next to Sean Indigo's and see if the Myconid's in there.
Oh, like through the hole? You're gonna go into Sean Indigo's room and then go into the hole?
Oh, is the door locked?
The door is on the other side of the boat.
Oh, right. Ugh, fuck.
Yeah.
The Myconid's gonna have to wait.
Okay. Poor guy. Okay.
I mean, I guess I could go through. Like, yeah. What is the downside of just going back through this
door and peeking through the hole again. Like, there's now the owlbear's free and we're under lockdown and the captain's about to be murdered.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Roscoe is gonna go back in and stay mushroom fucker.
Yeah. You hear in your head, me?
Yeah, yo. Some shit's going down. And if you want me to get you home, I think you're probably gonna have to come with me.
And it, from you're not sure where, hops down onto your shoulder.
Boop. All right, very cute. Aww. Okay, here we go.
He tugs on your earlobe. Thanks for coming back.
Oh, that tickles. Ow, ow.
Oh, sorry.
And Roscoe will leave and close the door again and follow everybody to the lounge.
Okay.
Oh, but he is going to hide the mic and Ed, like, in his pocket or something. Like,
you gotta get tucked away because I think this Sean Indigo fucker's still in here.
Okay, yeah, it's nice in here. It's dark and moist.
Yeah, that's not water.
Okay.
It's mustard. It's...
Okay, sure.
It's moisted.
Moistered.
Moistered.
If there's any vinegar in that mustard, it's gonna kill that fungus. Oh no.
Oh,
oh no. Oh,
does vinegar kill fungus?
Yeah. I shouldn't have told Eric that. Eric doesn't know that. Look at him. No, it's personally derived mustard, so it's made of urea.
Oh, okay. There's ammonia.
The urea is substituted for the vinegar, and funguses thrive in urea. I don't know that.
In this world,
myconids love urea.
Oh, finally, I don't have to be the DM anymore. Go on.
Okay. Urea. That's the only word I can say. You know what I am scared about, though? What if the captain kills the owlbear, you guys? Not that I can do anything about it, but... Oh, well, cross
out. Oh, he doesn't have a chance. What he's a big wimp.
What if he's Dan Aykroyd, though?
That is a problem.
It's a problem either way.
But it's not our problem. We freed the owlbear. That's... We held up our side of the bargain.
It's a problem. Yeah.
It's not ours.
All right, so you guys head into the courtroom.
Okay.
Oh, great, you guys. What's happening? It got dark in here, and I've heard some weird noises.
Oh, that's Sean Indigo. Babe, it sounds like Sheamy. You gotta specify.
No, it doesn't. Oh, I'm Sheamy, and I'm Sean Indigo.
So helpful. Listen,
hey, the mate. Ship's on lock. The ship's on lockdown. All right.
Oh,
probably because of some more of your traps went off.
More of my traps? What are you talking about? This is all a legend. That's what,
this whole thing, this whole trial, is because of you.
No, it's because of this guy trying to break into my room, mate.
Oh, thanks for clarifying. Who was talking?
Yep. I didn't try to break into your room, chap. Yeah, you did, mate. No, I didn't, chap.
Chap, mate. Chap, mate. It's perfect. It's so good.
Oh, my God.
Well, whatever, mate. I'm still trapped in this cage. Hey, you guys want to get me out of here?
No, we're mad at you.
Nar?
Nar!
She said no. Can you just say no?
Nor, I can't say nor. I can only say nor. Mate?
I'm married to this person.
So what are you doing in here? Are you more out to exact some more of this convoluted justice? That's not the right accent at all.
Well, I
just say
help.
Mate, you're fine.
Mate? Convoluted Jussie? They probably call it Jussie, right?
For justice. Jussie.
Jussie!
That was a Bluey episode I saw.
Jussie Smollett?
Jussie Smollett!
Talk about
court.
Justice.
Jeez Louise. Oh man.
We're hiding because, I don't know, all the doors got locked and... There's a creature that's on the loose out there.
Oh. What?
Yes, is from it... your room.
No,
it was unsafe.
Did you?
We wouldn't.
It's unsafe that he had those unsafe animals and now they're wreaking havoc.
Who do you let go?
We didn't let anyone go.
We're just assuming that it's one of your animals.
Why?
It's gotta be. Who else would have an animal?
You do. Look at that cat made out of bones.
Wait, is Roscoe on board?
Yeah. And look at that dog. He's like a dingo, but a dog.
Completely lost track of that fucking dog. Has it just been there the whole time?
It happens all the time.
You look down at it, it looks up at you.
For sure.
So happy that you finally paid attention to it.
That's really sad.
You look over at the terrarium, it does the same thing. Captain Clockface too. Exactly. Anybody we forgot about, yes.
Brom looks over.
Nick's decapitated head.
God. Okay. Sean hears that an animal is loose. Is my last note.
So what? Which one? Who's loose? This could be bad. I got some.
We don't know. It's dark.
Specimens. It's dark.
I don't know his name.
Oh. I mean, you could describe it to me.
Well, Sheila. It's big and it makes a lot of noise.
That's a great description. Anybody else got any better descriptive words to use, mates?
I don't want to give you helpful information.
You can't handle the descriptive words.
Oh, is that like because we're in a courtroom? Is it like a court reference?
Yeah, so you've seen that play, right?
Yeah, of course I have.
Listen, we're not giving you any information. We're just hanging out here until the captain gets back, okay?
Hey, everyone and creature, people are in here. Hello! He's screaming.
Yeah, you can scream all you want. We want the story to progress. So.
Is Will just staying in his room?
No.
What's he doing?
After he centers himself.
Okay,
for a
that was going to be my next question.
All right.
Well, you can tell me.
After he sits there and panics for a second because he was relying on his magic,
uh-huh,
and he has none of his items, nothing.
Uh-huh.
He, like I said, he had wrapped himself in that blanket, and then he goes through the bed and he takes the sheets. There must be sheets. This is a nice ship. They must be nice sheets.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to wrap them around myself in a way that's kind of like Zolbertia-ish. Not to be Zolbertia, but like wrapping them around myself to disguise my body as much as I can. And then I'm going to leave calmly and just walk through. Well, actually, worried about the owlbear eating me, but trying to get back to where everybody is.
Okay. So you go back into the hallway. Nara and Sue are nowhere to be seen.
Okay.
So you're going to head back towards that general direction?
Yeah.
Where you had seen everybody? Okay. Got it. Kick. Your nap is done. Sounds like.
Yeah, it was very brief. It was really just for the captain to pass by.
Okay, cool. He passed by.
I guess I don't have any way of knowing whether or not I still have my disguise unless I find a mirror.
Uh-huh.
Would I feel the fact that there's an anti-magic field?
I don't think necessarily unless you try to use magic.
I mean, you would look like Bethwack, right? So can't you look at your hand or something? Wouldn't you look at your hand?
How different is your Bethwack hand compared to your kick hand?
I don't know. Probably not that different.
What about your clothing?
The thing is, I bought the clothing.
Oh, I forgot. Man, I can't handle your disguises.
Yeah. So the problem
if you would notice,
like,
if you tried to make your hand a different color or something, yeah, you could potentially notice that. As you like, reach out to open the door.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm doing. But I'm not sure. Did I really? I don't know.
Roll for nose itch, and then see if you need to itch your nose, and then you touch your face.
You still wouldn't know.
Yeah, but I still wouldn't know because of the illusion. That's an illusion, yeah.
Dumbest.
I mean, everything else is pretty good. I've got the hat.
Your disguise is too good.
Yep. I don't know. Unless I'm really looking at my fingernails or something. Yeah. I mean, forget it. Yeah. So, I know where the captain was.
Yep.
And I know there are people down there.
Okay.
I am gonna walk. I'm gonna start walking down that hall.
Where he came from?
Where he came from.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. So you head down that hallway.
I heard the captain go away. I kind of assume he went up the stairs, but
you don't see him anywhere.
I don't see him. I mean, I know he's gone.
I guess you do hear some.
He could have
noises.
Gone around the corner.
You do hear some noises up the stairs. Some grunts and things like that.
All right. Well, I mean, I know they told me the owlbear's out, right?
Yes.
I think so.
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
I mean, I know that I don't remember, did. But
I think so.
I think so. But regardless, I know that there is an owlbear. So anyway, I'm going to. My intention was to figure out what's down this hallway where the captain was.
Cool.
So
yeah, you...
I'm going to walk down there, and I'm walking down as if I'm Kick and I am lost.
Got it. Okay.
Yep. I don't want to really run into people, but uh-huh. I'm not doing something especially
sure
sneaky.
So you head down. There's a hallway that goes off to your right. The place that he was a little further down. There's a door in the hallway that is he had closed behind him. As you're walking down, though, the door opens and a bunch of people come out of different shapes and sizes and colors.
Oh, dang. I'm going to duck out to the right if I can. Do I have time?
Give me a deck save or something. Yeah, deck save. See
all
how
right.
quickly you can react.
Say I don't get any bonuses or do I get those?
No, you would.
I don't know if those are magical or if they're or if they're something
Else. Well, right now it doesn't matter. 15 is good enough. We can figure that out later, I guess, if it comes up. But you duck over. You think that you maybe escaped being seen as there's some people that come up, and you can. There's another. The hallway sort of cuts around again back the other way. So if you wanted to duck more out of view, you could like round another corner.
I was gonna try
another door there.
Can I there's a door right in front of me.
Yep.
On the left hand side of the hallway.
Yep.
It seems so risky. Nah, I'm gonna duck around the corner here for a minute.
Okay.
And wait for them to pass if I can.
Yeah, so you
I've taken a right and run, gone down the hallway to get out of the way, and then
another
gone
right.
back up the hallway on the other side
exactly.
of the ship.
Yeah. And yeah, if you're peeking around, you can see them, but if not, you hear them. There's a bunch of you think crew members heading up that hallway back the way towards where you came from.
Okay. I'm gonna wait
Eric.
For them to pass. Oh, go ahead.
What?
I just need to know. So, was there any answer to Roscoe's prayer to the albatross?
No.
Because I'm just remembering that the main reason Roscoe started, I don't know, it was not driven by the fact that the owlbear was approaching, but it was driven by like knowing, like, oh shit, if Will's disguise is gone,
uh-huh.
so is Bathwax.
Yep.
So, I guess after the owlbear left, we went to the lounge. Roscoe, I think it would be in line with his character to be thinking and reflecting back to, like, the last time, like, Bathwax's disguise went away.
Yep. You were
and
there.
And he didn't know.
Sure.
And Roscoe had to point it out.
Uh-huh.
Roscoe's been, like... in a very lawyerly way,
sure.
kind of pacing in the lounge, and then Will decide that he needs to go find Bathwack.
Okay.
Because that's the big thing right now is,
yeah,
like,
sure,
Bathwack cannot be seen.
Uh-huh.
And Roscoe knows that Bathwack can't tell when his disguise goes away. So I'm just throwing it out there that Roscoe is looking for Bathwack.
Cool. All right. So you leave. Do you tell anybody you're leaving or why you're leaving?
Nah, Rusko just leaves.
Okay. All right.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, it's good. I need to know that. That's important. Yeah. Will, where are you headed? You're headed back to where you remembered people.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I'm trying to keep up the Beigeman like ruse, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it.
So you head back towards them. Are you going like the way you came or the way, you know what I mean? Like there's the two hallways on either side of the ship.
Am I in the right place? Like that's, where
that's
I would
kind
be.
Of where I pictured you last.
Okay, so you're saying
that way.
Which hallway
sure which
to
way.
Pick?
Yeah.
I
honestly don't know that it necessarily matters. Oh, I'm asking. Oh.
Yeah. No, I'll just run into Rusko if that's what you're trying to figure out. Whether we run into each other, I'd love to run into Rusko.
So you head up the hallway, and Rusko, you head out of the lounge, and. Oh, Rusko's going that way. All right, you both...
Well, not necessarily. Okay. I'm trying to decide because... the
Excuse me.
Yeah, I was thinking going back this way and then peeking around the corner and making sure, like...
Okay.
The owlbear is detained and all that fun
right.
stuff.
So you'd have to come up to here to see around the corner and we'll... You both kind of meet right at this junction. Will is swathed in swaddling clouts.
What the fuck?
What?
You're what? So, I love you. You're weird.
Love me?
Yes, of course I do.
Because you're swathed in swaddling clothes.
What the hell is going on?
What?
So you both meet each other. Rusko looks like Rusko. Will looks like an SNL character from the 70s that wouldn't be on TV today.
Okay.
And you both turn and look down the hallway where the owlbear had gone, and you see a hall full of carnage. There's blood everywhere. The owlbear is lying on the ground. The captain is lying on the ground.
Oh God.
And as you peek around, the captain is on his belly and he's like, he looks up weakly and sees you and starts trying to crawl towards you. And he is leaving behind a lot of fluid as he does.
Oh my
so.
God. I look at you, Rusko. I think you might can heal. I do this. I'm like,
not
Rafina!
With the magic. Not without the magic.
Oh shit. Magic.
Rafina tries to, because maybe with the, no, because he's not dead.
You're not there though.
Right. Well, oh shoot.
You could have
unless you
Rusko.
Saw Rusko.
I thought
followed.
I yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
you're not
going right, to
want to be
right,
left then. In a room with four NPCs. You'll be forgotten too.
I also tried to yell her name. So I don't know if she
honestly, could. Like honestly, Rusko was not trying to leave alone or trying to
sneak
be secret.
Away, yeah.
And frankly, like Rafina is the most valuable asset on the ship because of her relationship with the captain. So
yeah. No, it won't be for long.
Well,
and yeah, he looks up at you and says. What?
Okay. You?
I'll kneel down.
I'm covered in sheets, and
I'm like, sir, magic. We need magic to heal you.
And he collapses.
Oh, great. Okay, have we witnessed any way of calling servants? Phileas, I say! I scream it.
While Will does that, Rusko will kneel down and try to, like, use old circus medicine tricks to, like, stop the bleeding.
Like a giant band-aid.
An endless, he keeps pulling a bandage out of his pocket.
I love the giant band-aid.
So much giant band-aid.
Oh, that's so funny to me. Oh, excuse me. Oh my god. I was just picturing just tiger blood, infusions of tiger blood and drinking tiger blood rubbing poultices of tiger blood from all the tigers that die.
That'll work.
Yes, exactly. But so Roscoe's legitimately trying to, it's weird actually. It's probably like a weird like PTSD moment back to seeing Tanya's father be torn apart by lions.
Mm. Yeah, after you pushed him in.
And so he's like, he has this moment where he wants to run away, but he overcomes it, and instead he's gonna try to save the captain.
Bravery. All right, give me a medicine check.
All right, here we go. This is the money shot, Roscoe. This is where the rubber hits the road. All right, this is the bread and the butter. All right, Roscoe. You got this, Doc Roscoe.
All right, so you got 12. A 12. All right, so you get up to the captain. He's collapsed on his face. You try to flip him over. You're able to... He's a big man, but you can get him up onto his back, and you see that he's basically been eviscerated.
Ooh.
Jesus Christ.
And
why did he mess with the owlbear? What an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, do you have any straw handy, or I don't know what else they have in the circus? Cotton candy.
Is he making a scarecrow?
Yeah.
Let's take a look here. What does Roscoe have? Well, Roscoe does have.
Sounds good.
If he needs to provide some comfort in his dying moments,
uh-huh.
He could cover him in an owlbear pelt.
Oh, nice. Perfect.
And give him some brown treat.
Oh.
If he needs some morphine.
Right.
Yep. Okay.
Or, yeah, all these thoughts go through his head. And then, you know, he will try. I don't know. I have an idea, but it's very likely.
Does it involve
likely...
a crudely drawn portrait of Rafina? You put that over his stomach.
I wave it under his nose in front of his face, and it immediately brings him back to his to attention, so to speak.
Oh.
No.
SS.
Have a bony. I have an idea, but I need to. I'm not going to give it any flavor or color until I roll a
D100. A D100? 93.
Close, but no cigar. And it's interesting. Yeah. Well, yeah. Roscoe, like, it is part of the, like, the flashback to. The ringleader. Ringmaster? Ringmaster. He puts the necklace from Tanya's lucky coin around around the captain's neck briefly.
Okay.
And tries to give him some good luck.
Okay.
The mechanic of that is that on a 99 or 100... the wearer negates all damage until the start of their next turn. Yeah. So, but it didn't work. And it would have only kept him alive for 6 seconds, I guess.
If Roscoe is doing this stuff, like he's going to try to run and find Rafina, but I guess would I know where they are? There's only really one direction to go, from. I guess.
I mean, I'm still in the lounge, right? So.
Again, unless you followed Roscoe.
Right. I mean, I did think about asking Roscoe where he was going, but I was definitely not there for that scene, so.
Well, you poke out to say, hey, Roscoe, where did you go? And you see Will dressed in
you see the flying nun flying down the hallway. Nina!
What's wrong?
Captain is dead or something over there. Good luck. The owlbear too. And then I'm going to I'm gonna look in the room where she is to see if Bathwack's in there. Be like, what the fuck? Where is everybody?
The cross albatross is going to be so cross.
Wait.
Runs out to the hallway.
Alex?
No, I was just confused. Do we know that the owlbear is dead? Did I zone out?
No, just that we know.
It's just lying motionless.
Side. Yeah.
And from the stairs in sort of the middle of this hallway, there's some footsteps coming up from the deck below. Roscoe, Will, Rufino. And up comes Phileas and a bunch of crew members. And they all just kind of gather at stop at the top of the stairs, just staring at what's the scene is.
Are they over by the blood? Is that
they're
what you're
just
saying?
Kind of in the middle of all of it. Yeah, they're just, this isn't a huge space.
Okay,
so
all right.
They're coming up into it, basically.
Mm.
Roscoe looks up at them. He's like, it wasn't my fault.
We need to turn the magic back on. Can you turn the magic back on so that we can try to heal him?
What happened?
Turn the magic back on now.
There was an owl bear.
Roll intimidation.
Okay.
In my sheets. Let's see how scary I am in my sheet dress.
Eric, does it matter what I was planning on doing?
It does. Yeah, go ahead. Well, okay.
I don't know if there's time. That's all. I mean,
okay.
Or if this is going to get resolved before. I'm going. I'm going in that door that I passed.
Okay.
Into the further forward in the ship.
Right.
And I'll tell you what I'm trying to do.
Sure.
I'm going to try to figure out how they lowered the. How they locked the ship down.
Okay, got it. So you go into this room, and it is looks like a large bunk room, presumably for the crew of the ship. You see a bunch of beds scattered around. There's a little communal, like, bar area. But yeah, you don't see any.
There's no one here.
Controls or anything like that, and no, it is empty.
Then I'm proceeding further forward and out the side. I thought the captain went in this door.
The door that he went in is into this room, yes.
All right. I'm going to keep moving further forward then. Okay. If I have time, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
However you want to do it.
Go for it.
All right. So, I mean, I'm just ignoring this room then. There's nothing obvious to push or pull here. It doesn't look like this is where you drive a ship.
No.
All right, so back out in the hallway.
Okay. So, Will, 10 intimidation, is that your luck point?
I was trying to bend luck.
Yeah.
And I only got a 12.
Okay. I'm sorry, are you the captain here? Says Phileas.
You know what? Your captain is dead on the floor, idiots.
Yes,
turn
I see
on the
that.
Magic.
Why on earth would we do that? He just ordered us to turn it off.
Because you have a magical healer here, you complete inept morons. Okay, anyone else want to argue?
He's right. He's right.
And then Phileas turns and mutters something to one of the other crew members who hustles back down the stairs. Now, everybody, just stay where you are. Sir, I would ask you to step away from our captain, please. To you, Roscoe.
Roscoe takes hold of the Tanya's coin again and just kind of backs off from the body.
Now, what happened here?
A wild creature killed your captain, you dunce.
Look.
Look at what's happening. Sean Indigo has torn this boat apart. His creatures are running rampant through the ship. Turn the magic back on. What is happening here? This is the most ridiculous cruise I've ever been on.
We were informed that there were some significant shenanigans upon this ship. Nothing to this degree.
Yeah, look at all these shenanigans. I kick an intestine across the floor. This is an awful lot of shenanigans.
Which one?
I don't know. There's some intestines there. You said he was eviscerated.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I told you to step away from this scene.
Not all the way dead.
Wait, that's the captain? Step away from the scene.
Kick and Shimi and Clockface are coming out because they hear what's going on. What's going on? Bathwack, you're headed towards the front of the ship further. And from behind you, you hear, who are you? Stop right there.
I'm not going to turn around. I'm looking for where to go. Everything's shut. And I think if I go up here, I can get out.
No, there are no passengers allowed beyond that point. Please come back this way.
All right. Nah, I don't know. So I'm going to turn around and start walking past him.
Okay. Oh. Are you King Bathwack?
Oh, God damn it.
I'm wearing a mask, right?
Oh, yeah. He is wearing a mask.
There is the physical mask.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. There you go. Hell yeah.
Fuck you guys.
Amazing.
Masked King Bathwack?
It's a tragedy mask, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And who are you, sir?
Did we meet already?
No, I don't believe so. I'm usually down in navigation, but I'm there's some unusual happenings right now, so I just need to. What are you doing down? You said what you were doing. Who are you?
What is
your name?
Kick.
Kick. Okay. Kick. Please go back up to the upper deck.
Okay.
And he lets you go.
All right. As soon as he gets past me, I'm gonna turn around and keep going the way I was going.
I wish you would have asked, why are you wearing that mask?
It's a funereal cruise, and he's wearing a tragedy mask.
Yeah, there you go.
There have been all sorts of insane mourning rituals on this ship.
Uh-huh. Apparently.
So wait, you're... Alex, he is going past you the way you were going.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're going to follow him?
I'm going to wait for him to go through the door, and then I'm going to go... I'm going to go up to the door. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. All right.
I want to, like, basically prop it open and see what he's doing.
I see. Okay. So, yeah, you go back towards the door. Are you trying to be sneaky about it, or are you just kind of...
Well, I mean, I want to pretend like I'm going to go, but yep. Then I don't know. I'll figure out some reason why I couldn't.
All right. So you go back and you go to open the door, and within you see this is you think kind of like you were saying, like the bridge. There's a series of like controls and all kinds of weird levers and contraptions and things. But there is a window in the front that is open in here, so you can kind of see where the ship is going. You presume a lot of the controls are devoted to the actual navigation of the ship itself. But there's lots of cranks and levers and pulleys and things scattered all around. So this is a very complicated room. And you see that the guy
like
is going
an
over
airplane,
to... right? The guy is going over to a panel in near the back of the room, kind of close to you, and he is about to do something, and he turns. He says, "Hey, I thought I told you to go upstairs."
Oh, he can see me. Was I being?
Well, that's what I was asking. Like, are you?
Oh shoot. No, what I meant was, I was gonna walk casually away from him, and then I wasn't being especially he went through the door, so I wasn't trying to be stealthy going up to the door, but when I stick my foot in it, like I don't really want him to see me. I mean, I have to leave the door open a crack so I can see what he's doing.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
So, but if he still sees me under those conditions, then he sees me. Because I have to look into the room.
Okay. All right. Give me a stealth check then.
All right. Something I'm really good at. Mm-hmm. I have so many things I'm good at.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I thought I told you to go upstairs. Lord.
Hey, you. I thought I told you to go upstairs. That was a 3, everybody.
Oh, where? I really need to use the bathroom.
There's a shared restroom in the living quarter area of the ship. Do you need me to take you?
No.
Let me... Come on, I will take you. Let's go.
No, I don't. Don't let me distract you.
No. Come on.
You look like you're doing something important.
And he goes to the door.
There are so many levers in this room.
Yes, there are.
What do you use them for?
Let's go. Come on. And he
sure
goes to
not
put
a bathroom
his
in there?
Hand.
Charisma.
He really
roll
wants
for
to
charisma.
Be on a lever.
So many levers.
And he takes you by the shoulders and turns you around to point you back up the hallway and tries to at least walk with you.
All right, this is what's running through Batwack's mind, everyone. I could knock this guy out, but there are so many levers in that room.
But there are so many levers in that room. That's amazing.
I just think there's no way. There's no way I'm going to figure out which one. let's see. Fine. I'll walk with him. I'll be like,
okay.
The whole time I'll be like, I'll find something. It's don't. Whatever, man. Just go. You look like you need to pull a lever.
No. Come on. I'll get you upstairs. We'll let Phileas keep an eye out on you. So meanwhile, up in the carnage room, I think this is best left to the officials on the ship. I think we're going to have to ask everybody to return to their rooms, please.
I don't have any of my items in my room. My room is empty. Someone has stolen everything.
Sorry, who are you?
I am Valencio Beigeman.
Oh. Yes, your goods were moved to your new room. The captain had said that you were upgraded to one of our finer suites.
And you took my stuff?
We moved your goods to your new room.
Okay, yes. Then where is my new room? Because I just was in my other room and I had nothing. What kind of service is this?
Just around the corner here, if you follow me.
God, I hope there isn't blood all over everything.
And he leads you just around the corner to the room where the door is off the hinges.
Right.
And he peeks in. What happened here?
What is this place? What is this? This is my room? This is my room?
There's a busted open crate in here. There's a hole in the wall. There's the door off the hinges. It smells like fungus.
and fish. Oh, no, that was the old room.
That was the other room. Yeah, this one smells way better. But your things are there.
All right.
Well, here are your belongings.
I'm expected to stay in this room. I go and pick up my stuff in a huff.
No, I think it probably would be best for you to return to your old room.
I look over. You said that I'm pretty sure that at one point when you were describing this room, you said that the bones were even moved. Like everything.
The bones are there.
I go,
on their fancy
wait,
new
but
shelf.
would that have
the
lasted?
The bones are gone.
The bones are gone.
Uh huh.
I gasp and then I'm like, wait a second. God, don't draw attention to it. I look a side eye. Do they notice the bones are gone? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Does anyone notice the bones are gone? I just
cover it with a poster.
Yeah, I know. Oh my god.
It's a drawing of Bathwack.
Eric, I changed my mind, by the way.
Okay. You gonna knock the guy out?
Yeah. Okay. So we get further down the hall. I just want to let you know.
We're not getting to the stairs. Yep. Got it.
Okay. I will say I, Adam, am fascinated by Phileas's seeming complete lack of urgency regarding
the captain
of Elio's state. But Roscoe is not in a state to pick up on or be suspicious about that. Because Roscoe has backed away from the body, and Roscoe is just like holding the Tanya's lucky coin, and he's like, he looks really, really pale if anybody sees him. Like, he's backed up against the wall of the ship, and he's like, his breathing is very ragged, and he looks sick.
Sick. He's like a mohawk.
Yeah, he looks sick, bro.
You don't see Phileas necessarily notice the bones being missing. Yes, I'm sorry. This room is in a state. I don't know what is going on here. Please just take your things. And
yes,
go,
I will.
Go back
please
to your
leave
room.
Me alone. Let me collect my thoughts. This has been the worst day. We've only been on this cruise ship for one day, you guys. One day. We couldn't even survive one day. Half a day. It's been one of the most difficult days of my life. I'm trying to shoo him out of the room so I can go over and collect the non-bones. The shelf that they built. I don't know what's there. Like, there was a shelf. What did they build? They built
like
something.
A little shelf
on
the wall.
So
there's a
word
for it. It's in my notes somewhere.
Oh, well, I'm going to collect that too.
It's going to be on the...
Can I carry it?
Doc Janiel.
What? Oh, the Jack Daniels or something. Dac Janiels or something.
Dac Janiel.
Was
that
something
what it was?
About that?
Was it a pun?
I feel like it was, probably.
Oh my gosh.
It'll be on the wiki.
Yeah. But so is it something I could pick up, though, with my stuff? I don't
the
have
shelf
a
shelf,
but I also have Bathwack stuff. I have Bathwack stuff, my stuff, and... Oh, the shelf is mounted on the wall. So I pick up my stuff and Bathwack stuff.
Okay.
And then I head to my room where I just took the sheets off the bed that smells like fish, and there's fish in them.
So sad.
Oh, my God. Yep. Okay.
All right. Bathwack.
Yeah. I'm not going to knock him out straight out, but... Okay. I'm going to stop walking.
No. Come on. This way.
And I'm going to turn toward him.
Okay. Yes?
What if I told you you need to do something very important right now?
I think I am doing something very important, sir.
What are you doing?
I'm escorting you up to the upper deck of the ship. Passengers are not supposed to be in the room you were in. Our captain is, I believe, dead.
What?
The captain has been at least horribly mauled, if not completely destroyed by this massive creature upstairs.
We need to heal him. How,
Well, you can leave that to the crew, sir. Let's just get you back to your room.
Can you lift the lockdown?
Let's just go.
Will you lift the lockdown?
I don't think that you're not hearing me. You're a passenger on the ship, and I am the crew, and you need to do as you're told.
You need to lift the lockdown.
No, I don't. Please, come on. And he grabs your arm and tries to pull you down the hallway.
I pick him up off his feet and I walk with him down the hallway.
which way?
Down toward the control room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, let go of me! Let go of me!
Shut up.
Give me a strength check.
1,000.
I just don't want to blow my cover yet unless I have to.
Yeah.
And I don't really want to knock him out because I don't know how to turn the lever.
Amazing.
All right, so what am I doing? Strength check?
Gotta beat a 12. 15. All right, you got a hold on this guy. Put me down at once, sir. Put me down.
You'll thank me for this later.
I don't think I will. Phileas goes back to the scene of the crime. Please, as I said, let's get back to your room.
Which crime? There have been so many. You mean the gruesome?
The one not perpetrated by you guys.
Oh, okay.
The one perpetrated by an animal.
Well, I mean, we kind of it's had like something crime. To do with that,
okay,
though.
Okay, then.
A force of nature. There's nothing wrong with it.
I just was tired of referring to it as the carnage spot. Now, come on, everybody. Let's get you back to your rooms. The crew here will help you, and let's get you all settled in until we can get all this.
Where are your healers? Why aren't they coming faster? What's happening?
Just please, everybody, let's just come
on. He's dying now. Look at him. He needs help right now.
Look at him.
I am a healer. You are an idiot. Ooh, I would like to help this man. Will you please get some magic going so that I can actually heal him?
Ma'am.
Shut up. Go do it. Go do it.
I am the acting commander of this ship.
I'm going to hold my breath until you do it. Rafina turns redder and redder and redder.
Okay. All right. Everybody, let's wait for her to pass out.
do I hear that? Please. Am I walking by at any point?
I don't know. Are you going
back? Oh, my
back?
God. Like, if Rafina, if I hear back? Rafina calling somebody an idiot, uh-huh. That is the first time I've ever heard her say that. I come around the corner. I mean, there's blood everywhere, but Rafina's standing there turning red and holding her breath. I don't like that at all.
Okay.
And I turn to Mo and I go,
Hi! Hi!
What do you need, Rafina? Rafina, what is it?
She's holding her breath.
For what?
Until this guy lets her heal, Captain.
Oh my god. Wait, lets her heal? Let her heal the Captain!
Sir, the Captain, as you
okay,
can see,
I Eldritch Blast him.
But you can't.
Pew, 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 pew.
I tried to. Pew, pew, I want to Eldritch Blast him. And then I can't. So I go over and I just get up in his face. I'm like, I'm just up in his face, like physically. How big is he? Is he huge? Is he bigger than me?
He's not bigger than Mo.
He's not huge.
All right. Then I get up in his face physically. Will is not tolerating this. This is Rafina Phalangepot. And she's just holding her breath, but she could kick your ass if she wants to.
Okay. Well, again, I am the acting commander on this ship. And I am asking all of you to return to your rooms.
Mo, please. Grab him now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rafina is very happy.
Headlock. Headlock now.
And the other crew members stand up next to him.
How
and
many
all,
crew members
they
are
all
there?
They all draw their weapons.
Okay, how many?
Counting Phileas? 10.
What? All right. Well, that's a little
11,
different.
Sorry.
Okay, wait a second. I was not picturing that. 11
maybe
crew
four.
Members. Are they huge? Are they big, strong guys?
Varying men and women of different sizes and races and physical statures.
And they are all like just ready to fight?
Well,
damn.
As soon as you say that, they all step forward and draw their weapons.
Wait, does Mo get to do anything?
Short
clean
swords.
Pool towels? Oof. What kind of weapons do they have on the boat?
Oh my god, this
mints.
Is bad.
Lots of mints.
Mints.
Pillow mints.
Oh, I see how it is, Rafina. They want this to happen. They were staging a coup this whole time. They want to take over the ship. They don't want to heal the captain.
And Rafina exhales. Well, that changes things.
It changes things. It really, it does. It takes this point. It wasn't enough that we had to hold a fucking 2-day funeral for a ferret, or that we had to host a party of freeloaders all halfway across the world. I would need you to return to your rooms now.
Oh, shit.
It was a mutiny.
Oh, my God.
And we'll find out what happens next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Whoa! Oh my god!
Funeral for a ferret.
Oh, I knew
this
that
poor
was gonna
Captain
come back.
Aykroyd, he's dead. Oh.
Dead Aykroyd.
He might not be dead yet, right? Or is he clearly dead?
Felix kept on trying to say, dead. And we kept cutting him off.
Yeah.
But I bet Eric was going to have Phileas say, like, he's clearly dead. But Phileas would want to say that, whether or not he was dead.
That's right, yeah.
So, like, he would want...
Believe it.
I'm not dead yet!
Yeah.
I feel happy!
Wow.
What a twist.
Wow.
And
I better figure out what all those levers are for right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Was the anti-magic field the doubling down?
Uh-huh.
Damn.
Yep.
What?
Damn.
The turning off magic was my...
Makes it interesting.
Doubling punishment. Down on...
Oh, shit. Yeah, we're all... Jeez. Yikes.
We still have our weapons, though.
I don't really have many weapons.
Uh-oh. You've refused any that I've tried to give you.
Will doesn't use a lot of weapons like that.
I'm saying it's wrong to refuse them.
I have a billy club and like a knife.
Yep. And your tongue.
But that doesn't do anything.
You have people around you with weapons that might be willing to share.
Yeah, but like, where's Bathwack? What a loser. He's abandoned us all.
He's found the lever room. If only we knew.
Yeah, I know. Oh, man.
All right.
Oh,
I've
got a whole week to figure out what
cheesecake waiting
I'm
for me upstairs.
Doing.
Ooh, yummy. I'm jealous.
I cut you off, Alex. What'd you say?
It's fine.
Oh.
I said I have a whole week to figure out what I'm actually going to do with this guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's a little bit impulsive.
I have a whole week to figure out what this guy's going to do with you. As his legs and arms are kicking in the air.
What a fun session.
Yeah, very
fun. Goodness gracious.
And nerve-wracking.
Yeah, that's, we don't, what the heck do we do? What are we doing? We have to kill these people? We don't have any magic powers. Crap.
Turn the lever.
And now the owlbear, now we won't even get a present from the albatross.
No, we freed the owlbear before it died. We held up our end of the bargain.
We also aren't sure that he's actually dead.
Do we know that the owlbear is dead either? Like someone should
know, but we
someone should have like done some kind of owlbear medicine check.
Yeah, I should have rushed past the captain and gone to the
owlbear. And slipped in his intestines.
Yikes.
Oh my gosh.
We also don't, I don't know. Albatross isn't a god. If Albatross was really a god, Eric would have had me do a religion check. I see right through all this.
Yeah, he's on to you.
You can definitely base
you.
Your decisions on whether I make you roll certain things. D&D style.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please leave us a kind review wherever you listen to us. Also, consider supporting us by subscribing to us on Ko-fi at tinyurl.com/supportpfd, where you can gain access to lots of exclusive treats and behind-the-scenes goodies. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.